Boutros Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Welcome to the 95th version of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. Wow, 95 shows, five to go before the century. I'm going to have to put something pretty damn fantastic together for that show. It is the one, the only Fleur Cooper, your host for the next hour and a half with everything that is fun, fantastic and musically amazing and with a social justice or philanthropic bent to it. If you've never heard our show before, please listen in. Enjoy the tunes that I have ready for you. We try and profile music or musicians that have a positive social justice message or have done some philanthropic stuff, and we tell you about it. I'm like talking like I'm the queen. I tell you about it and try and get you inspired to be involved in whatever way you can with whatever organization that inspires you, maybe one of your favorite artists that you hear on Are You Aware and find out about what they're doing inspires you to be involved in the same organization. That's our hope. And first of all, we have to say a huge thank you to all the volunteers, not only at CITR, but all around the world that take their time out to do some really good work with so many different organizations, not only here in Vancouver, but around the world. As you all know, the CITR DJs are all volunteer DJs. None of us get paid. We only just get the adoration of our listeners as payment, which is obviously overwhelmingly enough. But yes, we all do it because we love community radio, we love music, and we love talking to you guys about music and what inspires us. So a huge pat on your back for anyone who volunteers, anyone who's thinking of volunteer, get off your behind and get involved, because I've been a volunteer not only with CITR but with Oxfam over the years as well, and it is a very rewarding experience. Not only do you gain amazing skills, you support lots of different initiatives, and you make some really lifelong amazing friends as well, and get to do some pretty goddamn cool stuff. So once again, huge kudos to all the volunteers out there. Happy National Volunteer Week, and thank you to all of you who put in such great effort to make the world a better place. And talking about a really good organization to volunteer for, any young women out there that want to make a difference, Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland is doing a huge volunteer push right now. They have over 125 girls who are waiting for a mentor or someone that they can sort of call their own and have some fun and, you know, have a positive role model in a life where there might be a lot of challenges involved. So it only takes up 2 to 4 hours of your week, nothing, minuscule, and you can make a huge difference in somebody else's life. So if you want to be more involved and want to hear about all the great volunteer opportunities that are available at Big Sisters, go check out their website, bigsisters.bc.ca. They do fantastic work all throughout the Lower Mainland and help lots of young women, young girls turn into great, fantastic, wonderful young women. One more plug for Big Sisters, and then I'm going to tell you who we just played and give you some lowdown on the music that's coming up in the next hour and a half. But if you like fast cars and good wine, next Thursday, the only place you need to be is at Ferrari Maserati in just near Granville Island in Vancouver. The Big Sisters are having their grape juice wine auction from 5:30 to 8:30. Tickets are on sale for $100. There's a cocktail event, there's wine tastings, there's delicious food by Lazy Gourmet, and you could pick up some pretty cool wine, bottles of wine from all around the world, some pretty exclusive bottles, as well as some other cool silent auction items as well. And obviously, you are helping such a great organization. You can, I've heard, actually sit in the Ferraris and sort of twiddle and play with them. So again, go to bigsisters.bc.ca, get your ticket, and go and support such a great organization that has over the last 50 years done amazing work in supporting lots of BC young women. Now, if you don't know who I played, then I guess maybe you're too young or you've been under a rock for a long time. That was The Jam, the one, the only, The Jam, with probably one of their most famous songs, That's Entertainment, from their album Sound Effects. Now, The Jam were an English, they said that they were a punk rock group, but I think they were more of the start of the mod movement back in the 60s. That was a huge revival where a lot of sort of the British explosion happened, and it kind of got a bit of a reprise in the 90s with bands like Blur, Pulp, Suede, those kinds of bands sort of paying homage to the earlier mod bands like The Kinks, The Jam, The Who. There's some similarity there. I guess you need to have a "the" before your name in the 60s in Britain to be a great band. But The Jam were around for about 20 years and they did some amazing work. They actually launched the career of Paul Weller, which is a huge influence in British rock over the last sort of 20, 30, 40 years. A lot of The Jam, I played the not only because it's a great song, but I also play The Jam because there are a lot of their lyrics were extremely political and condemning police brutality and expansionist development, which is exactly what we like to play here at Are You Aware? And I just thought, you know what, that was such a great commentary of middle-class British life in the 60s. So cool. They had 18 consecutive top 40 singles in the United Kingdom from their debut in 1977 to their breakup in 82. So only a few years together, but they really did an amazing lot of work. And, you know, That's Entertainment is actually numbered at 306 on the 500 greatest songs of all time released by Rolling Stone in 2004. And if you're a regular listener to Are You Aware, you know I love putting in those greatest song of all time lists. I think it's just my music nerdness in me. But that was their fifth album, Sound Effects, and it was very, very cool. Weller allegedly wrote That's Entertainment as a bitter slice of life commentary on the drudgery of modern working class in around 5 minutes upon returning under the influence from the pub. So it's amazing what a couple of beers will do to cause such a huge amount of musical influence in the following years. There have been numerous subsequent renditions of that song, including Morrissey, Reef, The Wonder Stuff, Busted and Billy Bragg, as well as Face to Face and Velocity Girl doing covers. Now, I'm doing a little plug, which, you know what, it's my show, I can do what I want. For the next show, remember, Are You Aware is only every 2 weeks from 6 to 7:30. We pretty much downsized from every week about 6 months ago. So the next time I'm going to be on the airwaves is May 3rd. And I've decided I'm going to do a best of covers show. So I'm going to get all great songs that have been covered by some great artists. There's going to be, I've got a couple of good ideas lurking around in my little list that I have at home. But I would love to get some input from you guys. What are your favorite cover songs? Who sang them originally and who covered them? And, you know, maybe even did them better justice. Some may argue that Hurt by Johnny Cash's version of Hurt was maybe a better song than Nine Inch Nails' version. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying either way. It's just an opinion. And you can guarantee, because I love that song, that will be in one of the covers for next show. So if you want to send me a little note, you can always put a note on Facebook, post my on the wall, Are You Aware Radio, or you can always email me, areyouawareradio@gmail.com or Twitter. And tell me what your favorite covers are, because there are so many out there and a lot of the bands really love doing that. Now, the next band we're going to play, or the next sort of producer slash DJ, is a great guy that I literally have just discovered and I wanted to play for you guys. It is Kool-Aid. He is a Croatian hip-hop producer. He was born in, and I'm probably going to butcher this, Zagreb in Croatia in the late 70s, and he began his music career in the mid-90s. He's a member of the Blackout family, which is kind of like a Croatian sort of hip-hop posse, and he's done a lot of work in Europe and now has moved over to US, and he's produced such artists as Talib Kweli, Bow Wow, Das FX and Ghostface Kalia. This song is actually featuring Malay Sparks, and there is a little bit of a language warning. I do apologize. So if you're a bit sensitive to the old F-bomb, please don't listen, but you know what? We want you back in about 3.5 minutes. Okay, this is You and Yours by Kool-Aid featuring Malay Sparks on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Yeah. Like I said, one time for your mom, we still up in this motherfucker. Kool-Aid, Fat Philly, Zagreb, Malay Sparks. Philly, we doing it, yo. Real hip hop music for the masses, man. Check it out. It's okay, it's still on anyway. My forte gets straight to the point without foreplay. Rumors in the rhetoric, I silence that pathetic shit. From Zagreb to Connecticut, the way out west, I don't give a fuck what set it is. This rhyme is somewhat sentimental over instrumentals that embody my soul. It's never incidental. Rap, rhythm, and blues, pop a heavy metal. It's up to you to take your music to another level. Dues paid in the days of Puma Suede, Harry's Penny, Candy Corner Store, School
Soul Arcade. Perseverance till the fortune is made. Catch a glimpse of the spotlight. Probably hold it down with this mic. Ain't you like shorty and tight? Even housewife, grandma and grandpa know about rock.
Word.
That's what we need it for, just to get the point across. And we ain't holding it back. It's for you and yours. 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 That's what we in it for, just to get the point across. And we ain't holding it back. It's for you and yours. 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 I never doubted that my talent might lackluster. I outshine the lines of whack motherfuckers. We like to feel and touch it, spin it, hitting buttons. The suckers rhyming for nothing, I'm laying up to something. From West Philadelphia, still they show me Southern comfort. Half a leader, stand by the speaker, don't need no introduction. Been a part of rap long before fitted cats. I ain't trying to diss, but move forward and not take it back. Spit bars till my lungs collapse. Still determined to distribute the facts. When you see it on contact, hear it, then your mind react. You know the voice can't be more exact. Always ready for combat. Hardwood hat with a thumbtack. Mo flat draws on my Dutch in a throwback. I am pro-black, see it in the way I act. Red card straight to the ball, pour the cognac. That's what we need it for, just to get the point across. And we ain't holding it back. It's for you and yours. 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 That's what we need it for, just to get the point across. And we ain't holding it back. It's for you and yours. 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 Supposed to be killers, hard rocks and top billers. Anything you bring to the plate, make great album fillers. You lack the feeling that I'm spilling over ill percussion. We way ahead of this game, ain't no need for rushing. I'm in the lab flossing, laid out on leather cushion. Mixing liquor, twisting them bigger for real pencil pushing. Artifacts and rap that date back in the photograph. Hung over taps to get us dry. That's what we need it for, just to get the point across. And we ain't holding it back. It's for you and yours. 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 That's what we in it for, just to get the point across. And we ain't holding it back. It's for you and yours. 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 That's what we in it for, just to get the point across. And we ain't holding it back. It's for you and yours. 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 It's for you and yours.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha,
ha,
Lord. Lord.
Don't you knew?
No.
Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go to episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone?
To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Why some people gotta live in the trailer, cuss like a sailor. I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised three daughters all by herself with no help. I think about the struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south. Before my nigga core bailed me out.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Do or die like Best Style. See the red sky out the window of the red eye. Like the lead flies, G-Rap shit, living the land.
I die more.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
smoke trees and we stay drunk. Yo, our activism attacking the system. The blacks and Latins in prison, numbers in prison. They victim black in the vision. Shit, and all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know we missing you. The love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical, when the living is miserable, your position is pivotal. I ain't bullshitting you now. Why would I lie? Just to get by, just to get by, to get fly. The TV got us reaching for stars, not the ones between Venus and Mars. The ones to be reading for parts. So people get breath and hands present. Penis and larger. Saturday, Sunday, Sunday morning at the feet of the Father. They need something to rely on. We get high on all types of drugs. When all you really need is love.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
John Lennon, imagine all the people watch me rock like Paul McCartney from now until the last Beatles drop.
This morning, I woke up feeling brand new.
Gotcha.
Sunburn your forehead, topless machinery. And now me no moped. She took her bikini off, dropped to her foreleg, took it to the ground. Now I call her bonehead. Read between the rabbit ears. Quote, I don't care, I don't care. Close quote. You can sense it in the air. Like two dice out the hand of your favorite millionaire. We can take it there. Soccer, take it there. Whoa, whoa, drop it down. Shake it till it's out of bounds. And girl, you out of style. Yeah, I'm a shot caller. Light skin, tall. I'm looking like Barack, brother. Got a black collar. Baby, I'm a star. Ooh, missing on the whip. Show them quicker on the draw. Got the liquor, I'm a pour. Everybody run around when I'm in your town. Drop out, drop it down.
Drop it down.
Drop it down. Never catch me slipping when I drop it down. Won't even know what's hitting me. So here you go.
Drop it down.
Drop it down a mission, got me looking like a cartoon. Yeah, but this is real. Got your heart woozy and keep a hater shh. I'm doing this, they moving that. There's none greater. This is like a bad habit. It ain't easy to drop that. Money like two rabbits, and they trying to chop that. From T.O. down to Rio, Rio. Socrates got the game on stitch. So do your thing like a lowrider, hit the switch. I'm heavy metal, Yaga Mice, so take a sip. Like two dice out the hand in your favorite Dapper Dawn. Drop it, Socrates, you out of bounds. Drop it down. You never catch me slipping when I drop it down. Won't even know
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And then we just heard Socrates with his new sort of little EP collection called Drop It Down. If you don't know who Socrates is, his name is Karl Amani Wailu, a.k.a. Socrates. He's a Canadian rapper, singer and record producer of Guyanese descent. He's actually the co-founder of Capitol Hill Music, which is a great independent music label, and also leader and singer of the hip-hop R&B group Big Black Lincoln. And another, he's also a member of the Redman Gillers House Collective as well. So finally, on April 24th, so I guess that's like next week, next Tuesday, Socrates will release his much-delayed second studio album called Season 1. There's collaborations with Redman, Chaos, and Richie Hennessy on there. And the first single, which we just heard featuring Redman, Drop It Down, has already been released, which is pretty cool. If you want to check out Socrates, just wait a couple of more days and you can check out his new album. He actually has done some pretty cool stuff and been involved with, some pretty cool initiatives over the years. One, the most recent was in July 2011. He headlined the Unity Charity's annual four-day art festival in Toronto. The Unity Kickoff Festival ran from July 7th to 10th with performances taking over the downtown core, including the Opera House, the new ING Direct Building, and even Yonge and Dundas Squares. Over 60 youth artists from Unity expressed different urban art forms, including breakdancing, beatboxing, spoken word, poetry, and graffiti art during that four-day festival. Unity is a pretty cool charity. It's an art-based alternative education organization. It tries to engage youth 10 to 18 by implementing school and community programs to help youth positively express their stress and develop skills of success, which is kind of cool. They empower youth to make better choices as leaders, mentors, and positive community role models, leading to more productive citizens, safer schools, and healthier communities. So they focus a lot on, I guess, the urban culture of beatboxing, graffiti, breakdancing, that kind of thing, and produce these all these programs right around the country. If you want to learn more about Unity and get involved, maybe even volunteer, seeing as it's National Volunteer Week, go on. Do it. It's better than sitting there and watching, The Real Housewives of Vancouver over and over again. Ah, what a horrible show. I watched 10 minutes of it and was enraged. You can go to unitycharity.com and find out all the information you need, either volunteer or donate, and help these guys do some really positive work. In the middle there, I hope you guys all got off your chairs and started bopping, and if you're in your car or couldn't leave your seat, at least your head was doing some little bounces. That was the one, the only, the incomparable Talib Kweli with a song from a few years ago, but you know what? It just still gets better. That was a little bit of a different version than what the radio would usually play, and that's why you listen to CITR 101.9, because we don't play what the commercial radio stations play. We play the alternative. That was Get By from his album Quality, and that version actually comes from his album called Quality Explicit in brackets, if you're interested to get that version. I don't know if you guys recognize, but there was a lovely little bit of a Nina Simone sample at the beginning of that, which was, if you've listened to me before, you know I'm a huge Nina Simone fan, so that That gave me a little push over the edge to put that on the show this week. Obviously, Talib Kweli has been around for ages. He's originally from Brooklyn. His first name means student or seeker in Arabic, and his middle name is Swahili, which means truth. So he's the seeker of truth, which is kind of cool. Most people know him from his collaboration with fellow MC Mos Def in their Black Star. I think they released a couple of albums, maybe two. Unfortunately, no more. I wish they'd get back together and release a third album because, you know, Black Star was a pretty good little duo. And I heard recently Mos Def has kind of sold out a little bit. He's changed his name and signed up to a big label, which I'm a little disappointed by that because I've always had a special place in my heart for Mos Def and him thumbing his nose at Corporate Manifesto. So I'm a bit disappointed about that. But anyway, enough of my ranting. Kweli is a huge supporter of the Common Ground Foundation, which obviously is a organization that was founded by Common, another great rapper who talks about a lot of social justice issues. The Common Ground Foundation is dedicated to the empowerment and development of urban youth in the United States. And it's done some pretty cool things. The foundation is committed to empowering youth in urban neighborhoods and providing life skills as well. So I guess kind of like the Unity Initiative over here. Quality actually was Talib Kweli's first solo album and it was released in 2002. And if you're a fan of Dave Chappelle, he's actually featured on the album as the keynote speaker. So obviously some pretty funny stuff in there. Like I always tell you guys about the Red Hot CDs, and there's no exception with Talib Kweli. In 2002, he actually produced a song sort of collaborating with, paying homage to a great Nigerian musician called Fela Kuti. I've played him a couple of times on here and he's brilliant. He actually collaborated with Dead Prez, Jorge, Ben and Billa for that remake of the famous Fela Kuti song Shuffering and Smiling. Red Hot and Rio are those great compilation CDs that the Red Hot organization puts out every few years to raise money for different aid service organizations around the world. Now, we're going to keep a little bit longer with the hip-hop vibe because I realized a couple of weeks ago that I hadn't played much hip-hop in a long time, so I thought I'd bring it back. The next installment of hip-hop we've got for you is actually another Canadian. Derek Christoph, a.k.a. D-Sissive. Oh, God, I totally said that wrong. See, it's kind of embarrassing when you're on radio and say the wrong thing. But anyway, you guys will forgive me. November 2011 bring Decisive's latest album called Run With The Creeps, which we are playing. And in 2011, in February, he marked the 20th anniversary of Exclaim by putting a little series together, a hip-hop karaoke. He was involved with Mishy Me, Choclair and Decisive. And all the proceeds from these celebrations of the Exclaim 20th anniversary series went to Music Counts, which is a Canadian music education charity. They ensure that children in Canada, regardless of socioeconomic circumstances and cultural backgrounds, have access to music programs through their school. So I thought that was pretty cool. And this song that we're actually going to hear is called The Unknown from Decisive on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
On both palms, trying to go real oppressive north, but I'm no Arnold. Strobe lights flick on and off like clockwork. Orange changing, cage in a parka, ultraviolet rays in the days. I'm lost in the moment. Pocket watch, left, right. You were getting sleepy. Betty bye, boom bye.
bye-bye in the out. White, white, red, white, eyebrow sweat. Voice box off, both lips on. Losing my balance, rope tips on. Petty free falling, a bottomless pit. My mind's unemployed, calling in sick. Alone, wondering where the audience went. Lord, please forgive me for all of my sins. So, I don't know what you've been told, but I know what you're gonna see. And I don't want you to wonder, but the world you wander in is still unknown to me. Kid, I don't know. I don't know what you've been told, but I know what you're gonna see. And I don't want you to wonder, but the world you wander in is still unknown to me. Kid, I don't know.
I never learned how to tie your tie proper, the byproduct of the contents of this eyedropper. I'm myopic, can't be fixed by an eye doctor. This bottle, it does the job like a fly swatter. Our father, firstborn but not Ishmael. The car tires hydroplane as it fish tails. The barbed wire tangles, no tattoo armband. Hard-headed drunks all built like farmhands. Eyes gone dead, come home from the tar sands. With charred hearts, man is much the same as Tarzan. Aware of our plan to major in Arcana. Fading the stars of the state of the gold standard. The weight of the world, the sake of the whole planet. You're making a road map through places where no man is. Taking the crow's path through spaces abandoned. The fate of our souls cast is vacant and stranded.
I don't know what you've been told, but I know what you're gonna see. And I don't want you to wonder, but the world you wander in is still unknown to me. Kid, I don't know. I don't know what you've been told, but I know what you're gonna see. And I don't want you to wonder, but the world you wander in is still unknown to me.
My buddy, my brother, my friend, my accomplice, my pal, my partner, my ace boon coon. What you gonna do when they lock you in the room with no sunlight, no friends, no tube? They didn't put you in that Martha Stewart room. They got you to one where they bring your favorite food. Eyeballs stretched, all faces glued to the man in the seat without the means to move. Grit your teeth like harmony, they'll probably say. Leave them in the common space, standing like a pottery display. It ought to be the day that you leave on your own, but you promised me you'd stay till you receive what you're owed, and your debt is repaid, a decree of the throne. For this reason alone, you remain. Used to call from payphones, talking COD. Now you're stranded on death row like DOC.
Oh, when it all, yeah, all falls down.
This the real one, baby.
I'm telling you, I love
Shatcaster.
Up. Oh, when it all,
Southside. We gon' set this party off right. Westside. We gon' set this party off right. Man, I promise. She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money. But she won't drop out. Her parents to look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, fuck it, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ears. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter a. Yeah, hair so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail and well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses that drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. We live in the American dream. The people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest thing. For the road to riches and diamond rings. Shy because they hate us. Floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we a stoop. Even if you in a Benz, you still a nigga. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say fuck the
the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack kid by crack. And a white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. Cause fuck it, I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I grew it again. Cause I wanna be on 106 and Park, wishing the bands. I wanna act for all of it like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all self-conscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, Southside. Southside, we gon' set this party off right. Westside, Westside, we gon' set this party off right. Shottown, Shottown, we gon' show them how we get down. I'm telling you, just like a safe belt, save my life.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Go get it. Yeah, go get it.
Black Keys. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And the Black Keys, what can we say? They're just bluesy brilliance. That was from their second most recent album, Brothers, from about a year and a half ago now. They just keep pumping out the tunes and it just keeps getting better and better and better. It's amazing that there's only two of them with such a full sound. That song was called The Go-Getter and it was from their album, Brothers, of 2000 and I'm going to say 10. I was right. They're probably, I can guarantee they're all sold out, but the Black Keys are coming to Rogers Arena on May 9th, I think it is, which is pretty exciting. They always put on a great show. I have not had the pleasure to see them yet. I would love to see them live. So hopefully I could wangle a ticket somewhere, somehow. But yeah, the Black Keys doing what they do best, the bluesy brilliance. That Brothers is actually their sixth album. Their most recent album is El Camino, so that makes it lucky number 7. When Brothers came out in 2010, it actually debuted at number 3 on the Billboard Top 200 with approximately 73,000 copies sold in the first week, which is crazy. It's actually making the band's second highest charting album to date. It was actually awarded certified gold in January 2011, and it's because it shipped over 500,000 copies. And in that 2010 Grammy Awards or 2011 Grammy Awards, they won 3, including Best Honours for Best Alternative Music Album. So they've done a lot. When they released Brothers back on May 18th in 2010, they actually did a pretty cool thing. In conjunction with their release, they launched an exclusive pop-up store in New York City to benefit the Housing Works Bookstore Cafe, one of New York's most vital community institutions. So the pop-up store was only open from May 18th and 20th. It was highlighted by an intimate performance by the Black Keys on May 19th, and 100% of the tickets went directly to the Housing Works Inc., which provides housing, healthcare, job training, and advocacy for New Yorkers living with HIV/AIDS. If you want to learn more about Housing Works, you can. It's at All you have to do is go to the Oracle Google, type in housingworks.org, and you can find out all the information you need. The Black Keys are very involved with HIV/AIDS, which is kind of cool because a lot of bands, I think, shy away from HIV/AIDS advocacy due to the stigma that's associated with it. And you'd think after 30 years of the virus, you know, being around and being a part of our society, unfortunately, that more artists would get behind it, but unfortunately that's not the case. So thumbs up and kudos to Black Keys for, you know, trailblazing sort of the new 21st century advocacy for AIDS. In the middle there we had the one, the only, Kanye West, probably one of his better albums before he got a little too egotistical. Whoops, did I say that out loud? This is actually his debut album, The College Dropout, and the song was All Falls Down. It was released on February 2004. Kanye West has obviously been in the musical scene for quite some time. He was a producer for a long time before he became a rapper, and it took him a while to actually break into the rapping scene because no one would take him seriously. They all would just put him in that box of producer. But actually, West's breakthrough was very strangely, and I guess you have to sort of look at it, you know, what begets tragedy, what comes out of tragedy can be really powerful and important and, you know, beneficial for his in his case. His breakthrough actually came in late in the year of 2002 when he was driving home from California after from a recording studio there after working late. He actually fell asleep at the wheel, if you could believe that, and was involved in a near-fatal car crash. The crash actually left him with a shattered jaw, which meant that he had to have his jaw wired shut for reconstructive surgery. It actually inspired West to, 2 weeks after being admitted to hospital, which, you know, is huge for no matter what you think of him and, excuse me, the dating that he's doing with Kim Kardashian or not right now and his exploits. That's a pretty amazing thing to do. Record an album 2 weeks after you've just been in a near fatal car accident and with your jaw wired shut. The composition was called Through the Wire and it became one of it's pretty much his breakthrough debut single and helped lay the foundation of his debut album. The reason I chose Kanye West is because this album and even his second album, the first two albums really touched on a number of different life-related issues, including organized religion, family, aggressive materialism, self-consciousness, minimum wage labor, institutional prejudice, and personal struggles. And it actually sold 441,000 copies in his first week. It won Grammy Awards for Best Rap Album in the 47th Annual Awards, and in 2006 it was named Time's one of the best 100 albums of all time. Could you believe it? You know what? Whatever you say about Kanye, and there is a lot to say about him, he's actually done a lot of great work. He's extremely philanthropic and involved in so much stuff. After his mother passed away, he actually co-founded the Dr. Donna West Foundation with the goal of reducing the number of kids who dropped out of school. The foundation's first initiative was Loop Dreams, which challenged at-risk students to learn how to write and produce music while simultaneously improving their academic skills, which I thought was pretty cool. He's also done heaps of donations, concert proceeds, and his foundation. He's a vocal and outspoken supporter of the broader education issues, which is interesting seeing as he dropped out of college. But he's, you know, been involved with Doctors Without Borders, Human Rights Watch, and Oxfam American, as well as contributing to a CD compilation for benefiting Hurricane Katrina. And also he created a lunchbox for an auction benefiting the Lunchbox Fund and the Food Bank for New York City. So all in all, Kanye West is, you know what, he's done a lot of great work. He produces some pretty cool albums in his earlier career. I don't know about his later stuff, but definitely The College Dropout. If you haven't checked out his first two albums, Late Registration and College Dropout, do check them out because they're pretty, pretty sweet. Now we're going to shift gears. We've got about less than 40 minutes left of the show, and I have still a hell of a lot of songs to play for you. So I got to get off this this microphone and get these tunes a-rolling. The next band we're going to hear is one of my favorite little experimental gems that I found a few years ago, Man Man. They're friggin' awesome. If you haven't heard of Man Man, check them out. This song comes from their album Six Demon Bag from 2006. They've been involved in some pretty cool stuff. They actually were involved in a compilation of music from anti-artists being offered as a free download to support public broadcasting in the States, which is kind of cool because we're all about public broadcasting. This song's really a fun song. I hope you enjoy it. It's called Van Helsing's Boombox. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Am I supposed to close my eyes as you walk away from me? Am I supposed to blind myself so I'll never have to see?
Sorry, for some reason the CD is being a little weird. Let's try that again. Here is Van Helsing's Boombox.
Oh,
Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard the Great Lakes Swimmers new album, New Wild Everywhere, with their first song off that album, Think That You May Be Wrong. Oh, Great Lakes Swimmers, how much we love thee. It's been a while. They're from Wainfleet, Ontario, but now they're based in Toronto. They formed in 2003, and this album, this new album, only just came out in April 3rd, 2012. In 2010, the Great Lakes Swimmers played the 8th annual Party Schmooze, which raised money for the Yorktown Shelter for Women in Toronto. The annual event asks you to pay either $20 a ticket or 10 pairs of new underwear. The idea came from the founder going through her clothes to give some stuff away to one of the women's shelters and realized that, you know what, probably a lot of the items that are pretty much necessities are overlooked, say, like socks, hygiene items, underwear. So she decided that she would have a show every year and that people could either come and buy tickets or give 10 new pairs of underwear, which I thought was a great idea. In the middle there, we had Peter, Bjorn and John, those great Swedes, always whistling to something. That album was, what was that? That was Writer's Block and the song was Amsterdam from a few years ago now. They're actually due to release a new album soon, I reckon. So they have actually been involved with a lot of stuff. They were actually on a compilation ad called Indie Rocks, which stopped malaria. And as we all know, malaria is a huge problem over in sub-Saharan Africa. I don't want to dwell too much on what they did because I have been trying to get to all show talk about what's happening this weekend. Sunday, April 22nd, is Earth Day around the world. You know what? There are so many different opportunities for you to get involved this Sunday. Obviously, we need to look after our Earth. It's our only home in the entire universe, and it's not in a good way, so we've got to make sure we look after it. My friend actually posted a very cute little Facebook note the other day that she must have received from someone else. Basically, it's like, Earth without art is just eh. Which I thought was pretty cool. So not only promoting art, but Earth. And then another one I saw was, you can't spell heart unless you have Earth there. So I thought that was very cute. Aww. But I want to tell you about some of the Earth Day events that are going around the city. You can also check out all the events that are happening at www.earthday.ca. There's a list of events. But one in particular, if you're in the sort of Kitts area or anywhere else in Vancouver, everyone flocks to Kitts Beach over the summer. And I know that today doesn't really look like a summery day, but I know it's coming. I know it's coming. The Surf Rider Foundation, who we've actually had on the show probably over a year ago now, they came on, told us a bit about their organization, and chose a few rockin' songs to tell us about why they are inspired to be involved in such positive change. So if you want to hear that show, just go onto the podcast list on RUAware CITR website and you can check out their little interview and what songs they chose. But Surf Rider Foundation is a great organization that focuses on keeping beaches and the water clean and able for use for everybody. So they're doing an Earth Day beach cleanup at Kitts Beach. It's at 1499 Arbutus Street. They're starting there. You can email them at surfridervan@gmail.com to find out more. But you know what? They're going to have a tent on the grassy area down at Kitts Beach, probably just right of the actual beach. They're starting from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. And they're just asking people to come down, bring some work gloves if you have them, or at least some gloves, and help them clean up the beach so everyone can enjoy it free of rubbish and refuse. Now, I'm going to keep playing because I know we've only got a few minutes left, but I will try and find something else for you guys to let you know about what other things are happening around the city with regards to Earth Day. But like I said, go check out earthday.ca, public events. Check in or even type in Earth Day Vancouver and it'll come up with all these fantastic events around the city. Now, we are keeping the Canadian goodness going. The next album we're actually going to hear is from Good Romeo. This song was actually released a while ago now. It was released back in, where is it? What was it? It was released... God, Fancy Footworks. Fancy Footworks? Fancy Footwork. That was released In 2007, see, I talk about Earth Day and I go a little crazy. In September 2011, they actually held a contest for the best T-shirt design that was inspired by Cromie's Nightfalls tour. The winner had their T-shirt design produced and sold during the tour and also received 50% of the net profits. And then Cromie donated the remaining 50% of net profits to the winner's charity choice, which is, I thought, was pretty goddamn cool. So without further ado, we have Cromie with some fancy footwork. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displaced Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
You're listening to the last 5 minutes of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say before Stereoscopic Readout comes on with Darren G. I'm sure a smorgasbord of delightful tunes. We just heard Beyond John, Two Door Cinema Club. I love those guys. They're so fun. That was their song Undercover Martin from their album Tourist History. These guys are from Northern Ireland and they actually formed in 2007. Tourist History actually came out in 2010 and won the Choice Music Prize for Irish Album of the Year, which is kind of cool. And then the band actually said it was their first award they ever won and they donated all of the €10,000 to charity, which I thought was pretty cool. At the end there, we just heard Wintermits, Vancouver's own Wintermits, with their new album. We're so excited. It's been a couple of years since the Wintermits have put out an album. They're a Vancouver band. They sing in French and English, which is kind of cool. And they rock out on trumpets, accordions, guitars, and the whole lot. If you've never seen the Wintermits live, go check them out. It's a really good time. They've been together since 2005 and in the ilk of Earth Day coming up, they did a pretty cool thing in their 2008 album. They actually inserted tomato seeds in every sleeve of their album to encourage people to grow their own tomato plants as a way of sustainability, which I thought was pretty cool. They've also been involved in Oxfam's Music for Change a few years ago, which is also a very cool thing. And they've done some pretty cool stuff, played with some pretty awesome local bands, including Hannah Georges and You Say Party, We Say Die. Now, I've only got a few minutes left, and I wanted to plug one more Earth Day event that's coming up. The Wilderness Committee are doing an Earth Day parade at Grandview Park, address Commercial Street. They'll be there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the 22nd of April. The Family Parade and Festival, which is a school art competition. It has music activities, youth performers, and great speakers. And there is a group called Youth for Climate that'll be there too. So if you're on the east side of Vancouver, check them out. And you know what? Please do something that's good for the earth on Earth Day. Pick up some rubbish you see, chastise someone who litters, do any of those things, because you know what? This is our only home we've got and we've got to look after it. Or you know what? You could always hug a tree or pat a raccoon, although I wouldn't recommend patting a raccoon, quite frankly. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've obviously enjoyed being here. I will be back on May 3rd. Again, don't forget the show. The next time I'm on will be the Best of Covers show. I would love to hear your ideas of who and what are the best covers of all time. Please either Facebook me at Are You Aware Radio and let me know what you think. You can always Twitter or Gmail, areyouawareradio@gmail.com. Let me know what you think and I'll put your covers on the show in 2 weeks. I hope you've had a great time. The last band we're actually playing, it's one of my favourites at the moment. I saw these guys on morning TV, as I've started watching morning TV in the morning for some reason before I go to work. But I'm really glad I did, because these guys are awesome. Well, I guess I say these guys. It's called Bahamas. It's actually Afi Durvan. He's one of these new Canadian up-and-coming guys that you should check out. He was actually at the 2012 South by Southwest Festival, and I'm sure only great things are coming his way. He's actually played a lot of other people's music, sort of doing a lot of band stuff on tour with the likes of Great Lakes Swimmers, The Stills, Jason Collette, Howie Black, and he's also been involved with Feist over the last years, playing piano and guitar with her. So you know what? Check this out. This is a beautiful song. I hope you enjoy it. I love it. And I'll see you in 2 weeks. Be good to one another.
lost in the light. I pray for the night to take me to. After so many words, still nothing's heard. Don't know what we should do. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. It was my greatest thrill when we just stood still. Let me hold your hand till I had my fill. Even counting sheep don't help me sleep. I just toss and turn right there beside you. So if someone could help me now, they'd help you too. They'd help you too. You through all the hard things we've all gotta do. Cause this life is long, and so you wouldn't be wrong.
Free and free.
Bones. I said some awful things and I take them back. If we would try again, just remember when, before we were lovers, I swear we were friends. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. Let me see you through all the hard things we've all gotta do. Cause this life is long, so you wouldn't be wrong.
CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9. CITR.ca.